It is a meeting that will gather not only governors, but also the paramount chief, all the chieftaincy, traditional chieftaincy, those who are helping in maintaining peace all over the country. They have been called in Kikwit, in the Bandundu province, in order to exchange some experiences and take measures to maintain a peaceful process, electoral process.
Will they also focus on ensuring that the prospective voters as well as ordinary Congolese are protected during the vote?
That is what we mean by peaceful electoral process. It means that every man, every woman in Congo is free to defend his ideas. Every political party, every organization is free to dispatch its ideas. Everybody is free to elect whom he likes to elect and protected by the state. That is why those who are representing countrywide are equipped to take these commitments and to take some measures, practical measures, to ensure that these rights of Congolese will be respected.
Well, we also heard reports that the Catholic Church is helping with the training of poll observers. How do you think this will help the day of election to monitor the poll?
We have something like 62 offices of voters where people will go for expressing their votes. So we need, as observers, as much as possible, everywhere, to make really the process something credible. That is why we have asked all the NGOs, all our partners, foreign partners, national partners, like international agencies, NGOs, even political parties, to start training their people so that observation can be as large as possible. And indeed, we allocate some funds in the commission, electoral commission, to help those who are organizing such training.
Is the current situation on the ground, and now that official campaigning begins next week, and how enthusiastic are Congolese in anticipation of the official campaigning as well as preparing themselves to vote?
What we can say is that as we are waiting for the campaign to start, we are witnessing a kind of electoral fever, pre-electoral fever. People are somehow excited in waiting, while waiting this campaign to start, and some of them have already started. They are very, very eager to start, and some of them are tempted not to wait even the day D. They have started. The commission have warned them, but it is the pre-electoral fever as usual.